This is case 122 from Zen Master Dogen's 300 koans. Balen was once studying in the community of Fayan. One day, Fayan said, "How long have you been with us?" Balen said, "I've been in your community for 3 years." Fayan said, "You are a junior person in the monastery. How come you never ask questions?" Balen said, "I don't want to mislead you. I must confess, when I was with Master Yueshao, I attained the peaceful bliss." Fayan said, "By what words did you enter that place?" Balen replied, "When I ask Master Yueshao, 'What is the self of the practitioner?' he said, 'The fire god seeks fire.'" Fayan said, "Good words, but I'm afraid you didn't understand them." Balen said, "The fire god belongs to fire. Fire seeking fire is just like the self seeking self." Fayan said, "Indeed, you didn't understand. If the Buddha Dharma were like that, it wouldn't have come down to this day." Fayan said, "Why don't you ask me?" Balen said, "What is the self of the practitioner?" Fayan said, "The fire god seeks fire." At that, Balen experienced a great awakening. Please sit comfortably. So here we are again, continuing our pilgrimage, getting to meet the hard minds of our Zen ancestors, engaging in intimate dialogue with them. This time we are visiting one of the great ancestors that gave his name to the last of the five schools, the Fayan School of Zen, King Liang Wenyi, which later was given the posthumous name Fayan. As a way of introducing this old worthy, I won't go into the particulars of his childhood, when he took the precepts, his former teachers, etc. But rather I'll present a couple of anecdotes about his one awakening experience. It's interesting to me that the story in the transmission of the lamp is not the same as the one found in the record of Fayan, but both stories will give us a good sense of Fayan's character and are very closely related with the point addressed in our present case. The awakening story in the transmission of the lamp is the one most quoted. It goes like this. The master joined some companions intending to visit the area beyond the lakes. They were just on their way when the heavens opened up suddenly, flooding the mountain streams, so that the group had to seek temporary shelter in Dishang's temple in the western quarter of the nearby city. Due to this, the master had an interview with Venerable Guishen, who asked the master, "Where is the Venerable One bound for?" "Just here and there," on pilgrimage, answered the master. What is pilgrimage? Don't know. Don't know is the most intimate, said Guishan. The master suddenly opened into awakening. Deciding to place himself under Venerable Guishan, he consulted with the four monks he was leading, all of whom were in agreement. And the awakening story in the record of Fa Yan goes like this. When the snow was gone, and now it was snow rather than a floating river. When the snow was gone, the three monks bade farewell and started to depart. Li Shang accompanied them to the gate and asked, I have heard you say several times that the three realms are only mine and the myriad dharmas are only consciousness. Li Shang then pointed to a rock lying on the ground by the gate and said, So, do you say that this rock is inside or outside of mine? Fa Yan said, Inside. Li Shang said, How can a pilgrim carry such a rock in his mind while on pilgrimage? Dumbfounded, Fa Yan couldn't answer. He put his luggage down at Li Shang's feet and asked him to clarify the truth. Each day for the next month or so, Fa Yan spoke about the way with Li Shang and demonstrated his understanding. Li Shang would always say, The Buddha Dharma isn't like that. Finally, Fa Yan said, I have run out of words and ideas. Li Shang said, If you want to talk about Buddha Dharma, everything you see embodies it. At these words, Fa Yan experienced great enlightenment. In our present case, Fa Yan words to Bowen, if the Buddha Dharma were like that, it wouldn't have come down to this day, are a clear echo of Li Shang's word to him. The Buddha Dharma is not like that. This is the constant, recurrent reminder we get not only from our teacher at Dokusan, when we come babbling our ideas and fantasies about Mu, about who hears, about our life, about our awakening or lack of awakening. But it is also the great Teisho, the great shout that howling dogs, singing birds, ringing bells present as the very embodiment of Mu, of who hears. The embodiment of the compassionate heart that exhausts itself searching for a way to bring people to real life. Fa Yan is approaching Bowen in a very casual way. We all could picture this scene in our own experience living at the Zen Center at any informal time, like at the end of Sesshin during the informal meal, when everyone relaxes, shares a meal together, talks about how was the scene for them, the anecdotes. And at some point, the teacher, with bowls in hand, sits at the table and asks you, "Hey, Lucy, how long have you been sitting with us?" Anyone could think that the teacher is just wanting to join the conversation, and that she or he is throwing a general superficial question as a way to enter. But for a Zen teacher that really deserves its name, this is never the case. Even an apparently unoffensive question like that has poisonous intentions. If you pay attention closely, you can even hear the warning sound of the rattle in Fayan's reply to Bowen. "You are a junior person in the monastery. How come you never ask questions?" Chills should have crossed Bowen's spine. But instead, he thought he was on top of the game. "I don't want to mislead you. I must confess, when I was with Master Yue Shao, I attained the peaceful bliss." What a big mistake! Although he didn't know at that time, he was stretching his neck in front of the rattlesnake and inviting her to give a bite. But it is not only Bowen that is mistaken. We all are, right now, in a big mistake. For us human beings, it is usually hard to be in error. Or better said, it is hard to realize and accept that we are in error. Bowen was completely at ease, thinking that he had attained peaceful bliss, unaware of his error. But fortunately for him, Fayan was there. This is why, in our Zen path, particularly in koan study, we always walk by the hand of our teacher. We never take a koan by ourselves, because, like Bowen, it is very easy to think, to add, to subtract, to comply with, into our own fantasies and speculations. Otherwise, the Buddha Dharma wouldn't have come down to this day. Some years ago, I saw a meme that was published here in Mexico that I thought very interesting. I'm not sure what the term is in English for this kind of publication. It's usually comes in a form of an image or a video, sometimes distorted, like a cartoon, to make a point or simply to mock at some event or news that happened. So this meme was about a father that was reading the news on the computer. And his daughter comes and sees over his shoulder what he was reading, and then says to him, "You know that the news that you are looking at is a fake news." And the father turns to see his daughter and says to her, "But how could it be fake? If it is exactly what I think. We as human beings have a tendency on this bias of our cognition. We tend to see only what we believe. Bowen, in this case, clearly shows us, however, that the path to awakening from our dream is not about not being mistaken, but about not having a mistaking attitude towards our mistakes. When Fayan pointed directly to Bowen's mistake, saying, "Good words, but I'm afraid you didn't understand them." Bowen presented his understanding saying, "The fire god belongs to fire. Fire seeking fire is just like the self seeking self." I don't know you. But I really don't find Bowen's words presenting his understanding too bad. The fire god belongs to fire. Fire seeking fire is just like the self seeking self. We can even hear our third ancestor, Zheng San, say many years before Bowen in his very important work, Trusting the Heart Mind. Using the mind to seek the mind, isn't that a great mistake? But then came Fayan's confirmation. Indeed, you didn't understand. So I wonder, where is Bowen at fault here? How did Faya knew immediately that he hadn't understood the words of his former teacher, the fire god seeks fire? What do you think? I wonder how many times we all have lived this very situation in the Dokusan room when presenting our understanding of a koan, and how many times we have thought, "Oh boy, the teacher is not getting what I'm presenting here. I cannot make it more clear, and I'm running out of words and ideas. He might be getting old and stubborn after all." Ha. But Bowen was a good and mature student. It is evident that Fayan thought that Bowen was in a good place to realize his mistake. So he said to him, "Why don't you ask me?" So Bowen dared to drop away his attainment, or thought of attainment, and let in the possibility of not knowing, of being wrong, and showed his guts before Fayan, asking his burning question to him, "What is the self of the practitioner?" And what do you make of Fayan's reply, "The fire god seeks fire"? Is it the same as Bowen's former teacher, Master Yueshao? Or is it different? Do you think that Fa Yan was able to remove Bowen from his error and bring him back into rightness? How? The closing words of the case are that at hearing these words, Bawen experienced a great awakening. Does this mean that great awakening is the right state of being? And therefore, the ultimate goal we all are aiming for with our practice? Is it a state free from error? There is a phrase attributed to great Zen master Dogen. Shoshaku, Yushaku. I'm most surely pronouncing it very wrong, but Shoshaku, Yushaku. Shaku means error or wrong, as in my pronunciation. So the phrase is usually translated as to succeed wrong with wrong, or one continuous mistake. I have found several interpretations of this phrase, most of which are, at best, only touching the surface of its meaning. But I have even read several of them quite misleading. I better let Jin Yuan clarify to us how the unfolding of our lives is but one continuous mistake. This is case 55 from the Blue Cliff Record. It is a great case that has many important points to explore. But for this talk, we will consider only the point that echoes from the case we are studying today. This is the case. Dao Wu and Jian Yuan went to a house to pay condolences. Yuan tapped on the coffin and asked, "Living or dead?" Dao Wu said, "Living, I won't say. Dead, I won't say." Jian Yuan said, "Why won't you say?" Dao Wu said, "Won't say, won't say." During their return trip, Jian Yuan said, "Ho Shan, please tell me right away. If you don't, I will hit you." Dao Wu said, "You may hit me if you like, but I won't say." Jian Yuan hit him. Later, after Dao Wu had died, Jian Yuan went to Sichuan and told him this story. Sichuan said, "Living, I won't say. Dead, I won't say." Jian Yuan asked, "Why won't you say?" Sichuan said, "Won't say, won't say." With these words, Jian Yuan awakened. Up to this point in the story, we can probably see the resemblance to our present case. The burning question that drove Jian Yuan was living or dead? And unlike Bawen, however, Tian Juan got to the point of hitting his teacher out of his own mistake, not being able to see the reality that was clearly presented before him. Fortunately, this case didn't end it in Yan Yuan's awakening experience at realizing his mistake. But Yan Yuan further teaches us how to succeed wrong with wrong. So the case continues like this. One day, Yan Yuan appeared in the Dharma hall carrying a mattock and walked from east to west and from west to east. Shixuan asked, "What are you doing?" Yan Yuan said, "I am seeking the sacred bones of our late master." Shixuan said, "Towering waves sweep near and far, their foam floating the heavens. What bones of our late master are you searching for?" "Just a place to make an effort," Jin Juan said. Fu of Tai Juan said, "The sacred bones of our late master still exist." You have already seen with your very own eyes that towering waves ne sweep near and far. Sweep life and death, sweep abundance and scarcity, sacred and profane, enlightened and deluded. Their foam floating the heavens. And you're still looking for the bones of our late master? Do you realize your mistake? What a big challenge for his, from his teacher, isn't it? But Yan Yuan rose to the challenge beautifully and showed his teacher and shows all of us how to succeed error with error. Just a place to make an effort. That's it. That's it. This simple reply covers the whole activity of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Just a place to make an effort is living in one continuous mistake. Just a place to make an effort covers the entire self of the practitioner. It embodies it. And it is exactly what Dao Wu and Yin Yuan, Yu Shao and Fa Yan are doing, exhausting their whole lives in a mistake only for our benefit. How? The fire god seeks fire. Thank you.